When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right. Fly Jam Friday. We celebrate the world of fly jams. For those of you who don't know what fly jams are, fly means awesome. Jams means just that, great song. So we celebrate the world of R&B and fly jams every Friday morning, and we take your requests. 312-981-7200. Dan jumped into the TARDIS. He is now DJ Shagru. Vic is verified double V Vic. Viggity, viggity, Vic. Esmeralda has become Esmeralda the Heart Melda, and I am Wiki Wiki Nikki here for all of your fly jam needs. 312-981-7200. Fly jams will begin in a moment. Yeah. It's my first request of the morning. Janet Jackson, Pleasure Principle. You know who produced this? Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas.
Of course.
That's right.
Of course.
One of their finest production work of Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. That video, I remember the first time I saw that video, I was like, oh, man, she is sexy. That video, man, I remember that was the first time where I ever went, oh, man. I like that video. That's a good video. So, Pleasure Principle. You fan of Janet Jackson there, Esmeralda?
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty great.
What? Come on.
I went to see her on the... Did you ever see her live?
I have not.
I saw her on the Rhythm Nation tour.
Oh.
Oh, man. Phenomenal. There were 75 dancers on stage. And they, you know, like she came out... Like they opened with the Rhythm Nation, the song, and like she came out with that outfit on with the mirror,
yeah,
the mirrored hat, and that whole deal was awesome. And for Pleasure Principle, she came out with that outfit on and just had the chair on stage with her. I almost jumped out of the balcony.
Did you bust some chairs?
I went with Hey Listen and I went together to see that. Listen, Hey Listen, we got to go see Janet Jackson. Are you kidding me? That's the only time I ever saw her. But that was, I mean, that's like my favorite album of hers. Is Rhythm Nation. That's my favorite. And I got a lot of... The Janet Jackson rules.
Yeah. I would have gone Velvet Rope.
That's good.
That was when I was really into her.
Yeah. Well, see, now that... You see, the thing is that, of course, shows our age difference. Because, like, what was it, 87 when Rhythm Nation came out? Something around that time?
Yeah. So I was
You were a kid. You were, like, four.
Yeah, I was very small.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, listen, we got to go see Janet Jackson. Are you kidding me? I was telling you off the air, Esmeralda, that I was watching VH1 Classic, because VH1 Classic sometimes shows these, because in Britain, they continue to have these sort of flashback rewind 80s concerts where they do it at some stadium. I don't know if it's Wembley or what, but they do it at an outdoor stadium and they have like eight 80s acts play. And it's like a fest where it's all acts from the 80s. And I was watching, they showed a couple the other day and I was watching them. And this band that I don't really talk about very often, but I loved Level 42. Does anybody remember Level 42?
No clue.
No, what? Don't know Level 42?
Maybe.
All right.
I've never heard of that name.
The two hit songs that they had, and again, they're not hits to Esmeralda because I don't think they reached number one. They may have in Britain. They may have in the UK. The two hits, Dan, you can find. One is Lessons in Love. And the other is Something About You. Something About You would probably be the most recognized, if you hear it, would be the most recognizable one. Now, I, of course, have like five of their albums. Mark King is the lead singer and bass player, one of the greatest bass players that's ever played the bass. One of the most dynamic, one of the best bass players on earth, this guy. Here comes the verse. No?
Nothing.
Wow. Well, you remember that song? Dan remembers it.
Sorry.
The video is cool, too, because Mark King's like a weird clown dude who's freaking people out.
Great clowns, yes.
You got to see the video. He's like weird clown dude, like showing up going, and scaring people. It's awesome. So that's level 40. The other one is Lessons in Love. That was their other... But I got to tell you, if you didn't recognize that last song, I doubt that you'll recognize Lessons in Love. Lessons in Love, however, was featured in a movie. The unbelievably memorable Hot Pursuit with John Cusack.
No, didn't see.
You didn't see? How did you not see Hot Pursuit with John Cusack and Robert Loggia?
Robert Loggia?
Yeah, Johnny, you got to drink your orange juice. Well, if you say so, Mr. Loggia. You remember that commercial, Esmeralda?
I do not.
What?
Sorry.
Dan, you do, because I talk about it all the time. Robert Loggia was in an orange juice commercial, okay? I'm not making this up, in the 90s.
See, I only remember the Family Guy where he's like, how do you spell your name? It's Robert Loggia.
Robert Loggia.
R, like Robert Loggia.
Here, listen.
Orange tangerine. It's got calcium. Then I'm not drinking it.
Oh, no, it's sweet. You'll like it.
I don't believe you.
Well, then who would you believe?
I don't know, Robert Loggia. Whoa, Robert Loggia.
Billy, your mother's right. New Minute Maid orange tangerine tastes great. It's got as much calcium as milk.
If you say so, Mr. Loggia.
Yeah.
This is great.
Enjoy your breakfast.
New Minute Maid orange tangerine with calcium.
Yeah.
It's the greatest commercial of all time.
I just love how he's like, who would you believe? I don't know, Robert Loggia.
That,
like, what?
That's exactly the response. The first time I saw that commercial, I was with my first wife. We're watching TV, and he goes, I don't know, Robert Loggia. And then Loggia comes in. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
By the way, I love how the little kid reacts.
Yeah.
He is in love with Robert Loggia.
He loves Robert Loggia. That's one of the best commercials ever. One of the best commercials ever. And that was about 10 years after he starred in Hot Pursuit. That smash hit that John Cusack was in featuring Lessons in Love by Level 42. Oh.
By the way, another good Janet album.
Yeah.
Is the self-titled.
Janet.
Oh.
Yeah.
That one I would kill to have seen.
Yeah. I didn't. I just saw her on that one tour, man. She was good, though, man. It was fun. And that was when she was still, you know, it was all Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas cuts. Because at that point, it was all Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. She didn't branch out to anybody else. So... All right, let's do a fly jam. Fly Jams Friday, everybody. 312-981-7200 for your fly jams. 847 sent this request in.
I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up.
Yeah, man. I bet K-Paul. I don't think K-Paul gets up at this time anymore, does he? Our old buddy Kevin Paul. He's sleeping now. He used to be up. Used to be at the station at this time. He loves the Bill Withers.
He felt it.
He did. He probably woke up just now and went, why did I just wake up?
Yeah.
Because Bill Withers is playing somewhere in the universe. All right. We have to break. We got the news coming up, and then we'll get back to your phone calls. We got a ton of people calling in with their fly jams. It is Fly Jams Friday, and it will continue after the news, which is next. So lay your head on my pillow. Yeah, baby. And just relax, relax. Because this was good. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. And just relax. Yeah. Yeah. You know this one? Lay Your Head on My Pillow. Yeah.
No. Who is it?
Tony.
Ah.
Did you see the Andy Samberg, the Never Stop, Never Stopping, the pop star
no,
thing?
No, I still haven't seen it.
Okay. Because the great Tim Meadows is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays his manager. And in the movie, his backstory, Tim Meadows' backstory, is that he was once a pop star.
Uh-huh.
But he was... He was Tony, he was in Tony,
mm-hmm.
but he had a different name. I can't remember what it was, so they kicked him out.
Oh, no.
But he was like the fourth Tony.
Oh.
They have like, they Photoshop him in with Tony, like as a young Tim Meadows with the fade hair.
Oh, I love Tim Meadows.
He's Tim Meadows rules, man. One of the most, and do you know that he's second now, but he used to hold the record for longest tenure on SNL.
Oh, who's first?
Hammond, Daryl Hammond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm not counting Daryl Hammond now, although, you know, he's on the show. I don't know if it counts.
He's
the announcer now.
Oh, okay.
Because Don Pardo died. Don Pardo was like 100.
When did he die?
3 years ago.
What?
Yeah. No, no. Hammond has been doing the announcing now for 3 years.
Oh, my gosh. And I've not noticed.
Whenever they need a Clinton, like, because now he's, you know.
Yeah, he's just there.
He just shows up. I mean, obviously... You know, if Hillary wins in November, this is really, really good for Kate McKinnon's contract.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they'll need her.
It's always something, you know, it's funny because, like, if you look back at, like, who played, you know, the presidents during their tenures on SNL, like, you know, Will Ferrell left and Bush got reelected.
Right. Who did it then? Didn't they do a bunch of different ones?
A bunch of different guys did it, but ultimately who did it?
Wasn't Tim Meadows at one point?
Well, no, what they did a bit.
Yeah,
where
they
because
did a
they
bit.
had nobody who could but they had Tracy Morgan do it too.
Right.
And they had nobody who could fill because it was Will Ferrell, man. He ended up doing a one man show as George W. Bush.
I mean
on Broadway.
Anytime I think of George W. Bush, I think of Will Ferrell.
Oh, no, yeah.
Imitation of him.
Absolutely right. And that's also a lot of people who do Harry Carey do Will Ferrell's version of Harry Carey.
Yes.
It's not Harry. It's, yeah. That's, in fact, that's not a good Harry Carey. Will Ferrell doesn't do a good Harry Carey.
But it's so
hilarious.
Yeah,
no, it's okay. Hilarious. It's just not a very good. And his George W. Bush isn't very good either. But it's not accurate.
Same for Dana Carvey. And the
the other not gone dead.
I do that one.
Not gone dead.
Ross Perot. I always go to
his Ross
the imitations.
His Ross Perot was phenomenal.
Can't I finish?
Yeah, can't I let me finish? I got a chart for that. I enjoyed Amy Poehler's Kucinich. I thought her Kucinich was hysterical.
Oh, I'm sure I've seen it.
She did
Hillary Clinton too, right?
She did Hillary. Yeah. Yep, she did Hillary, and then she left the show. So now it's Kate McKinnon.
At least she's got till November.
She does, and then if she wins, then it's Kate McKinnon will be like, oh, contract, because she's big now anyway, man. She stole Ghostbusters. That's even people who didn't like the movie go, well, Kate McKinnon was good. So, you know, like when she's real, I don't know when her contract is up, but man, she's going to be going, I want dough.
Good for her.
Good for her is right. She rules. All right. Shall we? All right. How about this one? Yeah, Still Waters Run Deep. That's from the 708 area code. All right, let's see. Here's Ike on WGN. Ike, what do you need?
Hey, Ike. Hey, Nick, how's it going with you, man? By the way, Rhythm Nation was in 1989.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. My father was a huge fan of this guy. He worshipped him.
Okay.
He was. I kind of agree. I understand why. Smokey Robinson, I can't find.
All right. Yeah. Smokey Robinson, man. He's the man. Good choice, Ike. Yeah. Yeah, I love Smokey Robinson. Now, here's a classic. 708 area code. This is just a classic fly jam. No need to even introduce it.
I need love, love. Help me ease my mind. I need to find, someone to call mine. But mama said you can't hurry love. Oh, you just have to wait. She said love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. Oh, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time. No matter how long it takes.
You remember Phil Collins' cover?
Oh, yeah.
You remember Phil Collins' cover of Groovy Kind of Love?
No.
No?
No.
Here's the thing.
I think I tried to, like,
remember Phil Collins. You just try to block Phil Collins.
Sue Studio, and I'm like, all right, bye, Phil. I'll see you later. I got to go.
I will say this. Phil Collins was part of a fly jam, though. He was teamed up with another Phil. Do you remember?
No, there's another Phil?
Philip. Philip Bailey.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Philip Bailey, Earth, Wind, and Fire. The guy who hits notes only dogs can hear. Philip Bailey.
Okay.
You don't remember the Phil Collins, Philip Bailey collaboration?
I do not.
Dan? DJ Shagru?
Working on it.
Working on it. That, I will tell you, that's a
that
jam.
That's a jam?
Yeah. And it's fly. It's a fly jam. But yeah, Phil Collins, he covered Groovy Kind of Love, which is like a really upbeat, you know, really nice, sweet, upbeat pop song.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it like this. We got a groovy kind of love. There you go.
Oh, this one. Yeah, yeah. Really a fly jam?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean.
Okay. This song rules. You don't think it's fly?
There's a cheesy element to it. I think you know what it is. It's Phil Collins.
Yeah, well, but here's the thing. I can understand why somebody wouldn't maybe consider it fly. I think it's a great song regardless.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't fall under the umbrella of fly, I can see an argument for that.
Yeah.
But what automatically makes it fly, Philip Bailey is on it.
Right.
That automatically makes it fly.
Okay.
It takes away the unflyness of Phil Collins.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It erases the unflyness of Phil Collins because it's Philip Bailey, one of the flyest humans on the planet. All right. Where are we going? Oh, it's Biker Don. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Morning.
This group, by their very nature, epitomizes class, elegance, and harmony. The stylistics.
All right. Here we go.
Let's put it all together. Let's put it all together. Let's put it all together. Girl, 'cause love.
Yeah. Stylistics, one of the legendary fly bands of all time.
Definitely.
Legendary. Been featured on Fly Jams Friday 8 million times. And they also fall into that wonderful category with a really great fly name.
Yeah. No, that is a good name.
That's a great name for a fly band right there. All right. Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
You know, Mick Jagger turned 73 this past Tuesday.
Yeah, and he just had a kid, and his girlfriend just had a kid, his wife or whatever, had a kid.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Anyway.
Not even going to make that. He's not going to see the kid graduate kindergarten.
Yeah, don't even. No.
Pretty close.
He's going to live to 100.
He's going to live. He's going
to.
He's
going to watch.
He's going to perform at her college graduation.
Maybe sweet 16 birthday party.
Yeah. What do you got, Bob?
I played a cover this morning of Mick and Keith's Satisfaction. Here's Otis.
All right.
I have tried.
Hey, Bob, could you imagine if this guy lived? How much more unbelievable stuff we would have been hearing?
Yes.
God.
Yeah, well, John Lennon, too. Imagine what John Lennon would have done with Iraq and the times of the day.
Yeah, no question about it. I don't know. Both tragic, but I mean, Otis was just so young, and well, yes. So was John Lennon. But Otis was in his 20s when he died.
Yes, God. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Hey, right, I never get too upset when the White Sox keep the Crosstown Cup. You know, since it was originally sponsored by BP, I always thought those black jerseys of theirs, you know, the softball ones they wore Wednesday night, they were dead ringers for the BP lawyer spill, don't you think? Whenever I see the White Sox in those jerseys, I always think of BP.
Uh-huh. All right, Bob. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, we got to roll this Chapman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
That was the last piece of the puzzle.
He got four outs last night, and the slowest ball he threw was 99 miles an hour.
Unreal.
It's ridiculous.
12 balls over 100 miles an hour.
It's insane. Insane. All right, Bob. Thank you, buddy.
I didn't hear from Don anymore. He must.
No, he just called.
But he didn't mention the Sox. So no. I guess he's getting ready for Bears training camp.
All right, Bob. Okay. Thank you, Bob.
See you there.
I love there's this sort of like pseudo rivalry amongst two listeners.
A little war going on. Two of my favorite listeners. It's nothing. It's good rivalry. All right, we got a break here for weather and traffic, and then Fly Jams Friday. We'll continue. That's right. That's right. You're so damn fine. You know who this is?
No, but isn't that the same thing? He's being a little redundant. You look so good tonight because you're so damn fine. Isn't
That's
that,
right.
I mean, it's the same thing.
He loves his lady, and he wants to...
You look good because you look good.
Yeah, he wants to make sure she understands his love for his lady.
Oh, that's not really love. It's just you look good.
You look good, baby. Did you hear me? I said you look good.
Does that really equate to love?
Just... Yeah.
Okay.
It's Johnny Gill, man. Not Johnny Gill, man. It's not like the creature from the Black Lagoon. It's Johnny Gill.
That'd be better if it was Johnny Gill.
Johnny Gill from the new Kids on the Streets. No, he was in the New Express. Or what was the New Edition? New Edition.
Wow, edition. Okay.
No, you remember him on
Kids on the Streets?
He was in the New Streets with the kids. Mm. Running around with the new people. Is it?
Okay.
Yeah. I had heard he still tours with the Bobby Brown.
He probably.
Bobby Brown!
I think they're coming through, or they already did.
Yeah, they just went.
And it's Ralph, it's the other dude, right? Ralph Tresvant?
And it was New Edition, yeah.
The full New Edition?
Yeah, it was at UIC Pavilion, something with the weather, like they had to delay the show or something.
Oh. Yeah, it's the 80s thing.
Oh.
So it was, I think, Vanilla Ice. Or no, is this the one, was New Edition with Babyface?
That would make more sense. New Edition would be with Babyface.
Well, it was the whole, because it's either the 80s tour.
It's not the 90s tour. Vanilla Ice would be the 90s tour.
Well, no, it's 80s, 90s.
Oh, 80s, 90s? That's not good, man. Don't combine decades.
Well, I mean, the latter end of...
If I want to see Wang Chung, I don't want to see Vanilla Ice.
The end of the 80s is a little... It all bleeds into the 90s. Yeah. But it's either that one or they were here with Babyface.
Okay. All right. Johnny Gill. Yeah, baby, you look good. Did you hear what I said? Because you look good. Let me love you, man.
Will Johnny Gill be at the Nick Fest?
No, he's doing fine. We don't need to discover Johnny Gill. If he's running around.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that was about discovering.
Oh, no,
people.
I want to bring people back. Flickerstick? Nobody cares about Flickerstick anymore.
I just thought it was going to be some of your favorites.
No, it's favorites that no longer, you know.
Oh, okay.
Because
yeah,
Saga? Nobody knew Saga. Flickerstick? Who was the other one? Why do I keep forgetting the other? There was a third.
Ready for the World.
Ready for the World? Nobody knows.
You might need to throw level 42 on there.
I will throw level 42. Those guys rule. Level 42 rule. Mark King, I'm telling you.
All right.
The bass player, one of the best bass players ever. I'm not kidding around. Level 42 rules.
All
right. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
All right. What's up?
Stevie Wonder, 1989 Characters album. It was released as a multi-version remix 45, but My Eyes Don't Cry No More.
All right, here we go. You know, Mike, that was at the tail end of, because Stevie Wonder, for me, it all kind of fell apart in the 90s for Stevie Wonder. And listen.
One more great album. I don't know if you've heard it, but it was pretty good.
You know, I actually, like, I was going to go to the soundtrack to Jungle Fever, which I think has some great stuff on it, on the soundtrack, and that was 91.
He did the title?
Right.
He did all the songs for Jungle Fever. Like, it was just the entire soundtrack is Stevie Wonder for Jungle Fever. It's great. Yeah. It's really good. All right, thank you, Mike.
Hey, Nick, I couldn't get on the other night, but I have a great double feature for you, a Cronenberg double feature, Dead Zone,
yeah,
which is kind of fits in with our political climate.
Right.
With Martin Sheen. And Dead Ringers, Just Because.
Just Because. All right. That's a great double feature. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
We got like a second here really quickly. Harold, what do you got?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Nick? Let's go to Maggie's Farm with Solomon Beck.
All right. She makes me scrub those floors. You see, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Yeah. Solomon Burke. I got to interview Solomon Burke. And it was one of my highlights of my life, was interviewing Solomon Burke. Unbelievable. All right. You know what? 5 o'clock, opening bell. Let's find out what's going to happen here. Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. It's the Friday edition. Thank goodness it's Friday.
Yes.
That's all we got to say about it.
Oh, that's it?
No.
I was going to say, wow, all right.
That would be enough, though, wouldn't it? Yeah. I mean, it has been a long week, it seems, hasn't it?
Yes.
But we're going to be talking with Paul Nolte, our portfolio manager, about this week's decision by the Fed and what we might see coming up this year about interest rates. Their inaction is causing a lot of consternation on Wall Street. And we're also going to be talking about Apple. What is next for Apple after their earnings miss this week? And the new iPhone that's just around the corner. All coming up next on the opening bell.
Great. Have a great weekend,
you
Steve.
Too.
Take care. All right. Let's see. I was looking down at this, and I thought it said Louis Anderson requested
a song.
Oh,
Louis Anderson requested.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's Luann in Andersonville. Because I just glanced at it. It's Luann in Andersonville. This, it said, all the bad news in the world I wanted to hear, all the sad news in the world I wanted to hear, Misty Blue.
Oh, it's been such a long, long time. Look like I get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you turns my whole world misty blue.
Right. Great song. Great song. Hey, Esmeralda, have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
And we'll see you on Monday.
See you Monday.
All right. We'll take a break here. The news is coming up next, followed by the opening bell here on WGN.